Start with a Rock, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody slash Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is a Mermaid AU and part two of the Right Here on the Ocean Floor series. Summary. Obi-Wan works up the courage to offer Cody a rock and initiate courting. Cody wonders if he can respond to that with an immediate proposal. The park was such a lovely place. There was plenty of space for families to spread out and have a fun day in the lovely seabed gardens, surrounded by statues from their history and folklore. Cody was enjoying watching several of his brothers playing some game they had created. He wasn't sure this game genuinely had any rules, but they seemed to be having fun all the same. To be fair, knowing his brothers, even if the game had rules, they wouldn't stick to them. Cody came one of his favorite voices, pulling his attention away from his brothers. He looked over to see Obi-Wan hovering nearby, beautiful blue tail swishing lightly the way it always did when he was nervous. They had been friends for years, meeting in this very park what seemed like ages ago. Cody was a warrior and hunter, Obi-Wan a scholar. They found plenty to bond over anyway. "Hey, Obi-Wan," Cody greeted. "Everything okay?" The redheaded merman looked shy in addition to nervous, but he came closer anyway. "Cody, I was wondering if..." Obi-Wan paused and took a breath before carefully, so carefully, holding out a rock. The dark-haired merman held his breath. He hoped, fervently hoped, that this was a courting overture. He had adored Obi-Wan for so long, but the redhead had never seemed interested in such things, so he kept his feelings to himself. But if Obi-Wan wanted it too... "Cody," Obi-Wan tried again, "I would very much like the honor of being allowed to court you." Would it be wrong to propose immediately after accepting a courting gesture? It's not like tradition demanded that the one who initiated the courting do the proposing. He squashed down that desire, knowing it would be a rash, foolish decision. "Yes," Cody replied with a beaming smile. "I would like that too." Obi-Wan's smile was radiant as he gently placed the rock in the dark-haired Mer's hand. It made Cody reconsider if an immediate proposal was really a bad idea. They embraced, ignoring the obnoxious cheering from Cody's brothers, who had shamelessly been eavesdropping. Cody knew the look on his face would be nothing short of besotted. He adored his beloved, and he wasn't ashamed for that to be known. Obi-Wan moved about his little grotto cheerfully organizing his collection. He was a scholar, and that meant he was constantly studying things. The things he studied were fascinating, and it was part of what Cody first noticed. Then he got to know Obi-Wan himself and was smitten. The other Mer's blue tail swished lazily as he settled onto his carved boulder with a box in his hands. "Hey, Share," Cody said, making his presence known. Obi-Wan beamed a smile at him as he swam in. "Hello, darling. I didn't expect you yet. Weren't you spending the day with Rex?" he asked. Cody snickered and said, "Seems like my Vodica has a crush." He got adorably flustered and suddenly had important things he had forgotten to do. "Oh dear," Obi-Wan giggled. "The poor thing." Rex had a keen mind, but a complete inability to lie or hide his feelings. He was adorably awkward that way. Cody adored his little brother. It was something Obi-Wan loved about him, his fierce love for family. "Perhaps we should attempt to counsel him on the subject," Obi-Wan offered. Then he paused. "Or perhaps not. Bly might be a better choice. He managed quite well with Ayla." It was Cody's turn to laugh. It took Bly 3 months to work up the courage to talk to her for the first time. He disagreed. Cody swam over to Obi-Wan's boulder. The redhead moved to allow the dark-haired Murr to settle on the boulder before gently curling up on his lap. The end of Obi-Wan's blue tail twined around Cody's golden one. Their colors did go together so beautifully, almost as if they were meant to be. "I suppose we ought to let Rex figure it out himself, then," Obi-Wan mused. Cody nuzzled at his jaw. "Probably for the best." Obi-Wan tilted his head, baring his neck with ease. It was something Cody had found humbling from the beginning, the ease with which his beloved trusted him with such vulnerabilities. He'd cut his own arm off before he'd hurt Obi-Wan, but the trust that had been there from the start, he wasn't sure it was deserved, but he treasured it. "We get married next week," Obi-Wan said softly a few moments later. They were both so excited. For ages, they had danced around each other before finally starting a relationship. Now they were ready to make their vows. "I've triple-checked everything," Cody assured. "We're on schedule to be done in 2 days' time." As was tradition since he did the proposing, he had been hard at work building their home with help from his brothers. They had to be finished well in advance of the wedding if Obi-Wan was to have time for his part. "I'm waiting on a few pieces yet," the redhead replied. "But everything should be here on time." As the one who accepted the proposal, he was responsible for decorating and interior design. They had spent many hours together discussing their home, making sure it would suit them and their needs. Everything would be finished the day before the wedding, and they so looked forward to spending their first night as a married couple in their home. The dark-haired Murr pressed a kiss to his beloved's cheek. "It's okay if it isn't. The inside of our home will change over time," he reminded gently. "It's totally normal." The redhead leaned more heavily against him. "I want everything to be right when we move into our home," he said softly. Cody wrapped his arms around him. "Share, you have done so much work to prepare. I'm going to be happy to be sharing a home with you. That's all that matters to me," he said, trying to comfort his beloved. "I love you so much," Obi-Wan told him fervently. "And I love you," Cody told him. Another loving nuzzle, and then he asked, "What are you working on?" The redhead perked up. "Oh, I found such fascinating coral samples on my swim this morning," he chirped excitedly. Oh, Manda, did Cody love this man. The end.